To you all. It's good to see you this morning. And that video that Deanne showed was posted yesterday afternoon by myself. And just want to say thanks to my wife, because the last few days, the elders, Les, myself and Jonathan, we've been emailing, we've been asking God questions, and we are going to give a response to us as a corporate body. So do that individually, absolutely. But in the next few days, we're going to be thinking about a corporate way that we can move forward as a church to help those situations. And so, you know, there's lots of stuff going on at the moment. Some saying you can drop stuff off at the Catholic Church in Rayleigh. Some to say you could go. Some to say that you can take stuff. Some to say that money would be better. There's lots of stuff going around. And I hope you found that video really helpful. Thanks for showing it, Deanne. I think we've got to do something. And we don't want to just respond. Sometimes we can just respond really quickly as a church because it breaks our hearts when we see things. But we want to respond meaningfully, and we want to respond in the best way. So we're hoping as elders in the next few days we're going to be able to give us, all those who view that we're in membership of this church or in this congregation, we're going to give you a response, an opportunity to respond along with us as a church. And we're looking at our funding as a church as well to see how we can respond. And we don't want to just do something quickly and then it just makes us feel better. We want to say, well, how do we really, as it was so helpfully put there, how do we respond in a real meaningful way? And so we're going to ask you to pray for us as we do that, because we're bombarded by lots of things and we're trying to be wise. But I hope you did find that video helpful. We'll be showing it again this evening. Just a way of a couple of notices, and I'm sorry, but as we come back, there are lots of new things. First of all, a really important one. If you're a young person, so you're in secondary school, there is a letter here today for you, for the youth team at Rayleigh Baptist Church, so young people. So if you're a young person at secondary school education, there is a letter here on the stage for you today. Okay, so young people, I want you to take that home with you today, okay? We're going to send it all out later to your email addresses, but we also know that you may not look at them. Parents as well, there's another letter here to all the parents. If your child is in secondary school in education in this church, there's lots of things that the youth team wants to bring to your attention. So both these letters are from the youth team at Rayleigh Baptist Church. So if you're a young person, you need to take one of these today. It's pretty self-explanatory because it says there, RBC Youth, keeping you informed. And then the one to the parents says, Dear Friends, okay? So do please take one of these today. We are going to email them out as well later on today. But please do take them, okay? They're not just to be left on the... Where are the young people? Hey, listen to you, young people. Where are you? All over there and up there, yeah? Take one today. Parents, please also. Because actually, what we want to encourage you to do is parents read this letter, and as young people read this letter, we want to encourage you to talk together. That would be really good, because the letter says very similar things, okay? So please do just take one today. Encourage that people have signed up. More people are signing up for Alpha this week, which is fantastic. I trust you've been praying with me every day about it too. So please just continue to take some of these flyers to invite people to Alpha. Also, this week in our church on Thursday evening, we're going to be hosting the Mega Center. The Mega Center, you all know about it. We're going to be hosting their evening celebration of the work that they do. We're going to be hosting that here at 7:45 for 8 o'clock on Thursday night. Want to encourage you to come. There's lots of stuff in the bulletin. What do we call it? Notice sheet, don't we? Sorry. My old church called it bulletin. And in Cusco, we never had one. Surprise, surprise. So I want to just invite you to read that. But women as well at RBC, you've got an event, a worship event on the 18th of September. It's going to be happening here at the church, a worship event. And I want to encourage you to come. My wife is so considerate, and I praise God for her, because she organised a women's event on Friday the 18th of September, and that's the night the Rugby World Cup starts. I'm so blessed. I'm so blessed to have such a considerate wife. I appreciate that so much, and I thank God for you so much, darling. And as I told her that this morning, she wasn't aware. She said, oh, really? I said, yes. Praise God. So in the next couple of weeks, gents, ladies, please come and worship. Gents, Fiji are playing England and I'm going to be opening up my house. So get that date in your diary, okay? All the chaps in church. We'll start by praying for Fiji. So that'll be fine. And let me ask you, men in the church, put your hand up if you're a man and you like sausages. Let's put your hand up. Great. Keep your hand up if you're a man in the church and you like bacon. Keep your hand up. Keep your hand up if you're a man in the church and you like a scrambled egg. Keep your hand up if you're a man in the church and like black pudding. All right. If you like beans, put your hand up if you're a man in the church and you like cooked breakfast. Put your hand up. Praise God. Put your hand up if you're a man in the church that loves to pray. Put your hand up. Yeah, I thought that might happen. On the 10th of October, 8 o'clock in the morning, we're going to put a sign-up sheet next week. We're going to have a prayer breakfast, okay, for the men in the church. Andy Bowman and myself are going to cook the first one. And then after that, we're going to hopefully get some others. This is the scheme. 8 o'clock, meet for cooked breakfast, okay? We're going to be done by 8:30, okay? Because we're not going to have that much. Honest, we're not. 8:30, we're going to pray. And we're going to just pray. I'm going to share a few words. And then from 8:30 onwards, for about 30 minutes, 45 minutes, we're going to pray for our church, men. And then at 9:15, we'll go home and we'll fulfill our obligations and fulfill those big Saturday lists that all of us have to do in our homes. Yeah? Oh, is it only me that has them? Oh, dear me. But I'm still grateful because there's a women's event and the Rugby World Cup starts. So I'm still grateful. Thank you, Deanne. She said at the start of the service that today, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We just sang a few moments ago. One thing remains, that your love never changes. It never gives up. It never, ever gives up on us. Last night, I had the privilege to speak to 35, 40 people who were going through all addictions, from sexual addictions to drug addictions to lots of different addictions. And I had the privilege last night to be blown over upside down and turned upside inside out about speaking to people last night about forgiveness at an event where I was able to say to them that actually God will never ever forget you. He'll never give up on you. And boy, oh boy, do we need to get out there a bit more, church. But we'll come on to that in the next few months. But it's the thing I said last night to some of these people is the true thing I want to say to you today. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus never changes. So this is in Hebrews chapter 13, and I want to just draw our attention just to a few things. So what does Paul have to say to us? Writing to the people, in the first verse 1 to verse 8, that verse I just spoke about is verse 8. It says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, yes, and forever. But before that, he asks us in the context of Scripture, because we need to read Scripture in its context. We can't just go to verse 8 and say, that's fantastic. We have to work out what happened before and what happened after. But before, Paul was telling the people of that day to do several things. If you've got your Bible, open them up and look at them. But from verse 1 to 8, it says this. He told the people to keep loving each other. In the context of Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forever, he said that in the context of telling them, first of all, to keep loving each other. He said Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever in the context of saying to them, do not forget the stranger. We've already seen it powerfully on the stage this morning. He says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever in the context of saying, remember those in prison. He says it in the context to remember those who you mistreated, remembering yourself to those people in that day that were mistreated. He said that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever in the context of verse 1 to 8 of honoring your marriage. He says Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever in the context to keep your life free from the love of money and not to get your mind messed up by what the world says that we need, money, when actually all we need is Jesus. Last night I was with people that spent thousands and thousands of pounds on things that they thought would bring them change. But yet, somebody last night said to me after the meeting, I'm so close to giving my life to Jesus because I know he's the only person that can really change me. And then it goes on to say, quite fittingly, it goes on to say in verse 6 to 7, it says, I will never leave you and I will never forsake you. So Jesus says, in the context of he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, he said, keep loving each other. Don't forget the stranger. Remember those people in prison. Remember those who mistreated you. Honor your marriage. Do not love money above the things of God. And then he says, I will never leave you or forsake you. You see, the Lord is our helper. I'll slow down now, but that was purposely fast. I can see those eyes. The Lord is our helper, and we do not need to be afraid. And then it goes on to say, remember the words that your leaders spoke to you about these things. Remember the wise counsel from your leaders, and I pray that that would become more evident in all of our churches in this country as God appoints people over us to lead us, that we listen faithfully to them. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. As you look back in your life, you may remember success, failure, joy, happiness, sickness, health, good memories, bad memories. You look back on your life, as I do too, and we see that many things have changed. We've grown older. We notice our bodies, there's things that were different than they never used to be. You know, I used to be a slim when I was 6 months old, I think. However, things change around us all the time, church. But God is never changing. God is constant. God is faithful. As time moves on, we move along with it. Change is good, I want to suggest to you, especially in the context of what we're going to share with you at the church meeting soon. Change is good. But as we see change going around us, we need to keep our eyes focused on Jesus, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You see, circumstances may change. Issues may change in our life. But I want to finish with just saying five things in conclusion. It means that you can always count on Jesus being there in your life. Even if things change around you, Jesus never changes. We've already heard this morning, there's lots of change this week for many of you in this church, but there's lots of change that comes all the time. You see, it also means that no matter what happens around us, Jesus' character never changes towards us. You see, our character changes, doesn't it, when we get a bit stressed, or we're in a hard place, or we're in a difficult place, and we respond differently. I pray that would never be the case, but sometimes it is. But Jesus keeps the same, yesterday, today, and forever. He's stable. He's good hands to be in. I remember once when I was in Peru preaching a series on the safest hands to be in. And of course, they were the hands of Jesus. It means that we can always know that his love is there for us. It never changes yesterday, today, or forever. It means that in all things and at all times, in all circumstances, he will be around us to support us. Even though the world changes, and yes, has the world not changed, church? When we look at some of those things we just looked at, I'll tell you what, my heart grieves. My heart says, Lord, what is going on? But my heart also says, Lord, what is my responsibility to? The world changes, and the world will change. It's never going to stay the same. But when the world changes around the church and around us, Jesus will never change. You see, the thing I want to say to you this morning in closing is this. To all of us this week in different places, with different circumstances, some starting school, some going back to school, some like that little fish didn't want to go, you know, dad didn't want him to go back to school, you know. And all those people, you know, you're all facing different challenges this week. But the thing I want to say to you this is, in the context of what Jesus says, in Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever, he said it in the context of us living right for him. He is the same yesterday, and today, and forever. He is one that will be always there for us. He is somebody that we can always count on. He is somebody that will never leave us or run away from us. But he wants us to live for him in the right context too. And I can't just talk about that verse without saying what it says in verse 1 to 8. Because it says there, keep loving each other. Do not forget the stranger. Remember those in prison. Those who mistreated you. Remember them. Oh Lord, let us do that more. Honor your marriage. Keep your life free of money, of the love of money. Focus on God. He will never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. Because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Church, may we believe it. But that's the easy part. My response to us this morning is, may we live it in an appropriate way in our lives this week. Amen. We're going to sing a song now. I wasn't sure who was doing it. We're going to sing a song now.